Hello guys, welcome back to the Grow the Jazz podcast. I'll be bringing you fitness education with practical application. I have resurrected just about from my 4/5 day period of just being overtaken by what felt like the devil inside of me. I don't know if it was food poisoning, I don't know if it was norovirus, I'm starting to think now, but it's been really quite brutal, and I'm back. I really am. I'm feeling a lot more like myself. I still have to visit the toilet more than I'd like to, but I'm so much better. And so here I am recording our podcast episode for today. And the topic of today is the fact that I don't barbell back squat and that you don't need to either. How much do you squat? That question seems to be like the girl version of how much do you bench? So, you know, if for some people it's pretty surprising to hear the response from like a health professional like myself that I don't actually squat really. Now that's not really true at all. I split squat, I lunge, I leg press, I hack squat, I pendulum squat, I do loads of squatting patterns, but I don't squat in the way that those people are probably referring to, which is the type of squat that most people's mind goes to when they hear the word the barbell back squat, particularly for those people who may be newer to the gym or maybe don't go to the gym that much. You know, they're the only kind of people who are going to ask you how much you bench or how much you squat anyway. The barbell back squat is one of the big three lifts, kind of in quotation marks, or sometimes they're kind of called the three compound lifts, which isn't quite right because whilst it is a compound lift, there are many, many more than just three of them in total. A compound lift is a multi-joint lift. It means we're using a number of muscle groups. So yes, a barbell squat is that, but so is a RDL and so is a split squat and so is a shoulder press. Like, these are all compound lifts. A big majority of the lifts you're doing in the gym will be compound. Not that many are kind of isolation, which is kind of single joint exercises. Think like a leg extension, just my knee joints moving, or a leg curl, again, just my knee joint, or a dumbbell lateral raise, for example. But if we think about why the barbell back squat seems to be sometimes deemed as one of the basics, one of the essentials or staples, I think it probably comes from the big overlap that resistance training or kind of hypertrophy training has with strength training or powerlifting. Powerlifting is a sport where athletes compete in three disciplines: the barbell squat, the barbell bench press, and the barbell deadlift. They're really well-known lifts and probably what kind of non-gym goers imagine when you say I lift. They're probably thinking of those things, but if we think about what the goal is when we're powerlifting, it's to lift as much weight as physically possible, so move a weight from position A to position B as heavy as possible. To do that, we are going to want to put our body into positions that makes that as easy as possible. We're going to want to make the lifts as advantageous as possible. Think a wide grip and arched back in the bench press, the sumo stance in the deadlift, a low bar squat just kind of hitting the depth required to get the green lights. Now, if you come back to the style of lifting that we're talking about, which yes, is about building strength, but it's not cool, it's not strength training. The type of training we're talking about here is that with the goal of achieving hypertrophy, meaning the growth of new muscle tissue. And to do that, when we're picking exercises and thinking about our technique, we're actually doing the opposite of what powerlifters are. We're trying to put our muscles in the least advantageous positions possible to challenge them as much as we possibly can. So this isn't to say that the barbell squat, bench and deadlift won't build muscle, because they absolutely will. But do we need them if our goal is hypertrophy and not powerlifting? No, definitely not. Now let's just look at the barbell back squat itself, because as I said, for some reason people see it as one of the basics or staples, when in reality it's actually really far from that. It's pretty complex, it's high skill, and how you perform it in terms of your technique, your form and that kind of thing is going to be quite dependent on you, it's going to be dependent on your mobility, your limb length, your hip structure, etc., etc. So if we're talking about using it to build glute and quad muscle, we also have to recognize that the other factors involved in that movement could limit our ability to load the glutes and quad muscles and take them to an intensity or a proximity to failure that is going to be kind of stimulating to muscle growth, or, you know, to optimize muscle growth, I guess. And those factors include, you know, the fact that it's high skill, so technique could be a limiter. The fact that it loads the spine, so it's axially loaded, meaning we're relying on the core and back to be solid and stable enough to maintain these positions. It's impacted by the lack of stability, and how that affects our ability to push close to failure. So I guess the question is, would you rather spend months or years learning how to perfect the skill of a barbell back squat with a technique that suits your body and positioning? Or would you rather jump on a hack squat machine, which puts you into those positions automatically, is super stable, your core and back aren't going to be factors that are limiting you, you're probably going to get a better range of motion for the target muscles? I guess that's the question you have to ask. Now, if you love barbell back squats and you're good at them, you can still build a whole load of muscle doing them. But this is just to say you don't have to do them, and there are other things that could be just as good, if not maybe better. But if you want to learn the instrument, if you want to learn a skill like learning an instrument, go for it. But if you don't, and your goal is just building muscle, you might just find your time is better spent doing the whole host of other squatting patterns available to you. Now, you know, for me, I started lifting when I was like 14 or 15 in kind of strength and conditioning training for my sport. A lot of that was barbell based, and so I'm not a stranger to the barbell squat at all. But all the training that I've done for myself outside of kind of S&C, barbell back squats just never really feature that much at all, particularly within the last, I don't know, like 3 to 5 years. I just really rarely bothered doing them. I've got a pretty nice back squat. It's, you know, quite nice looking. I've got decent mobility to get into decent positions. But then when I start to build up the load, wanting to really challenge myself and push myself, get kind of close to failure and that kind of thing, it starts to kind of break down. I start to see my hips shooting up early. Things don't feel quite so nice. And yes, of course, there's loads of things that I could do to maybe fix that in different drills. And I could be maybe more patient with building up the load more gradually, etc., etc. But I just don't want to do that. In my mind, it's like, why would I waste my time doing that when I can grab some heavy dumbbells and smash out some really nice Bulgarian split squats, get really close to failure, get a better range of motion, you know, for my glutes and that kind of thing, and be more productive now versus having to play the long game. Again, if you want to play the long game and get a really good barbell back squat, great, go for it. But for me, I don't. And you might feel the same as well. I can choose a great squatting pattern for my quads, like a hack squat or a pendulum squat, that gets me all this really nice kind of forwards knee travel, this knee flexion, that's going to really elongate my quads at the bottom, and I can keep a nice upright torso that is actually quite hard for a lot of people to do with a free weight barbell. And then I can choose a really good glute bias squatting pattern, like a reverse lunge or split squats, where I can get this lovely deep hip flexion with a good forwards lean to really elongate the glutes. And this concept kind of applies across the board. There's no specific one exercise you have to do. There are movement patterns that you probably should do if you want to train particular muscles, but there are so many exercises that fall within those categories that you have to choose from. So your choices of exercises really should be dictated by things you like doing, so exercises that you feel work well for you, feel good for you, and that you kind of enjoy. What is practical for you to do with your gym or your equipment availability? Now, you might be listening to this and you've got a home gym set up and you've just got a barbell, then you're going to be barbell back squatting. Totally fine. As I said, it can be a really great exercise. You might have to take a bit longer to kind of nail your technique and progress them over time. But then if you're in a gym environment, your situation's different. So obviously we're thinking about what's practical for you, what equipment have you got access to. You want to think about exercises where you feel like the limiting factor is going to be your target muscle. When it comes to muscle growth, you know, we want to take the target muscle of the exercise close to muscular failure. Now, if we feel like other factors are limiting that, i.e., you know, our core, our back, our stability or whatever, maybe it's not the best muscle building option. We want to feel pretty solid and stable when it comes to hypertrophy. And finally, we want exercises that you feel you're able to train pretty close to failure with, which means exercises you're kind of that are, as I said, solid and stable. But also, if we look at a barbell back squat, this isn't supposed to be barbell back squat slander. Again, I keep trying to caveat that it can still be a good exercise. You can build muscle whilst doing it. It does work for quite a lot of people, but I'm just saying you don't have to do it. But if we look at a barbell back squat, failing that a rep, either whether you're using safety, the safety racks, or you're learning how to fail a barbell back squat with ditching it off your back, which requires practice and confidence to be able to do, by the way, that will almost definitely be holding someone back from wanting to get, you know, to that one RIR, you know, one rep in reserve kind of mark if we're looking at intensity, versus a hack squat, where if you fail at the bottom of a hack squat, you just can't get back up and you just get out of the hack squat. Nothing bad happens. It's safe. It's solid. Same thing like, you know, a leg press. You can't push back up, so you just rack it. Easy. Versus a free weight exercise that might mentally there be a bigger block in terms of working to that intensity. So that's something to consider too. So if they're ticking those above boxes, you know, things you like doing, things that feel good to you, are practical for the setup, equipment, etc. you have, that feel solid and stable, and like the limiting factor is going to be the target muscle, they are going to be good exercises for hypertrophy or muscle building. So hopefully that's a bit of an explanation, just using a squat as an example, but as I said, it applies across the board. There are no exercises that you have to do, and if we're talking about like the big three, barbell, bench, squat and deadlift, all of those are must-dos if you're a powerlifter. None of those are must-dos if your goal is muscle growth. And actually, if we look at all three of those, there probably is better options when it comes to building muscle than, you know, okay, conventional deadlift, right? Are we talking about glute development? I'd rather you do an RDL. Barbell bench press, some might argue, okay, maybe get on a Smith machine or a dumbbell might be a better variation. So you can see that even though they're kind of classed as the big three or the basics or the staples, actually there might be better options, particularly because they can be very high skill, and particularly because sometimes there's kind of other factors that are limiting them, and the goal of a powerlifter is very different. It's to move as much weight as possible, making it as easy for your body as possible. When we're building muscles, we want to do the opposite. We want to make things as hard for the body as possible to challenge the muscle, to get it to grow, to get it to adapt. Hope that makes sense. And obviously, as always, if you've got further questions, you can just get in touch and let me know, drop me an email, drop me a DM, and I'm always happy to have a chat about those things. If you would like to work with me, I'll leave all the links to ways you can do that below. So that's my one-to-one online training and nutrition coaching, that's my group training program, or my 10-week glute specialization program. All the links to that will be in the show notes. Have a lovely day, and I'll speak to you again next week.